I could not go on. The pain was too great, and I fell violently on both my knees. Smith was thrown off. He tried to get up, but couldn't. Then he lay still. I could do nothing but wait. It was nearly midnight when I heard a horse's feet and the wheels of a carriage. I neighed loudly, and was very happy to hear an answering neigh from Ginger and men's voices. Then the carriage came out of the darkness and stopped. Two men jumped down beside Smith.
"It's Reuben," said one. "And he's not moving, Robert." "He's dead," said Robert, touching Smith. "His hands are cold, and his head is covered with blood."
They looked at me and saw my cut knees.
"The horse has been down and thrown him," said Robert.
He tried to lead me forward, but I almost fell again.
"He's bad in the foot, too. No wonder he went down, riding over these stones without a shoe."